there. Anybody home? This is Burl Vaughn. And look who's with me, Don Moreland.
With my favorite organist, the lovely Adele Scott.
An armload of songs.
And a proposition. Come on and choose a song, partner, I'll sing it for you. You're a cute partner, so here's what I'll do. I'll sing a sad song.
A sweet song?
Or a song about the spring. I'll sing a hillbilly ditty.
A song about the city, or
a solid boogie beat. I'll swing a dreamy tune. A lament about the moon. Or that gal who done me wrong. So choose a song, partner, and give me a clue. Choose any song and I'll sing it just for you.
For me?
For you. I'll sing it just for you.
Well, you're in fine voice this visit, Mr. Moreland, but how's your guessing mechanism? Remember the clue I gave you last time for this first song coming up?
You bet, Burl. A song written by old Joe Howard, revived by way of the 20th Century Fox movie of the same name. And unless I'm wrong, and that couldn't be, I think it goes like this. I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine for lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now. Buying the wine for lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her.
Say, boy, that guess was just as right as a spring drizzle on the turnip patch. Just as right as my kinfolks are killing off them horn-swallowing varmints across the holler from our place.
Hold on there, gal. I'm aiming to keep up with the doings here, but I'm gonna need another hint on this one.
Why, this here song's the story of the best gall-durned feud in the history of feuding. Why, if I could lay my hands on my shooting iron right now, I'd...
Whoa,
I'd let
back
him have
up
it.
There, woman. You needn't go no further, because here we go with the hair-raising tale of the Martins and the Coys. They was reckless mountain boys, and they took up family feuding when they'd meet. They would shoot each other quicker than it took your eyes to flicker. They could knock a squirrel's eye out at 90 feet. All their fighting started one bright Sunday morning when old Grandpa Coy was full of Mountain Dew. Just as quiet as a church mouse, he stole in the Martins' hen house, 'cause the Coys, they needed eggs for breakfast too. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys, but old Grandpa Coy is gone where angels live.
Angels live.
When they found him on the mountain, he was bleeding like a fountain, 'cause they'd punctured him till he looked like a sieve.
Full of holes.
After that, they started out to fight in earnest, And they scarred the mountains up with shot and shell. There was uncles, brothers, cousins, say they bumped them off by dozens. Just how many bit the dust, it's hard to tell.
Ain't no telling.
Now the sole remaining Martin was a maiden. And as pretty as a picture was this Grace.
While the one surviving boy was the handsome Henry Coy, and the folks all knew they'd soon meet face to face.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys, but their shooting and their killing sure played hob. And it didn't bring no joy to know that Grace and Henry Coy both had sworn that they would finish up the job.
So they finally met upon a mountain pathway, and old Henry Coy, he aimed his gun at Grace. He was set to pull the trigger when he saw her pretty figure. You could see that love had kicked him in the face.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys, but they say their ghostly cussing gives you chills. 'Cause the hatchet sure was buried
when sweet Grace and Henry married.
It broke up the best dern feud in these here hills.
I think it's safe to come out from behind this rock now, 'cause I want to talk about a secret. A secret you'll want to hear, gals, because it's about glamour and comfort. Few women take it easy anymore. We work hard, but we want to be glamorous, too. If you work in an office, you're in the public eye all day long. You spend long, back-tiring hours over a typewriter or a file case. And if you're a homemaker, well, you do just about everything. No woman can live completely under herself in these days. And so an attractive appearance and comfort are musts in every woman's life. The secret to these? Very simple. All you need do is make the secret of Formfit's Life Bra your glamour and comfort secret, too. Our expert fitters can fit you in this amazing garment with a flick of the wrist. And just that quickly, you'll know you've never known such freedom and comfort. But more than that, my friend, one squint in the mirror and you'll be amazed at your own new glamour. You see, Formfit's Life Bra's secret lies in the cleverly tailored-in quilted cushions. And the really youthful glamour secret for you lies in a Formfit Life Bra. There's a sweetness about being young. So hold on to your young charm in the face of the calendar's flying pages. You'll hold on to love this way. And even if he can't sing like Don Moreland, that guy of yours will think of you like this.
How sweet you are. How sweet you are. How dear. Tenderly smiling face. Through days all bitter and gray and grim, through nights when even the stars are dim, how my heart can glow from just the warmth of our first embrace. The world's a lovelier world by far when lovelier world by far.
I can bring myself out of all that sweetness and light, partner. And if Adele Scott will help me with a little slinky Arabian Nights mood music, and if you'll close your eyes and imagine I'm a tall, heavily veiled, and lightly gowned, dark-eyed Arabian swoon girl, you will be on trail of clue to next song.
Do I have to close my eyes?
No, perhaps you do not, my tall, handsome, exciting one. You see, you are hero of this song, and I adore you, I worship you. Come here, dark wonder man, come here and let me adore you further.
No, go away, away. No time for just one woman. 'Cause I'm the Sheik of Araby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. The stars that shine above will light our way to love. You'll rule this land with me, the Sheik of Araby. The stars that shine above will light our way to love. You'll rule this land with me. I'm the Sheik of Araby.
Oh, there it is, theme time again. And, oh, I don't think I can manage to say goodbye. I just don't feel in the mood for anything but stretching and dreaming and thinking about love and big shade trees and lazy blue clouds loafing in the sky.
Hey, hey, what goes on, little one? Wake up. You've got to give me a clue for my first song next time.
Oh, for goodness sake, Don, that's what I'm doing. That's just what I'm doing.
Well, guess I'll have to think that one over. But right now, I can see the goodbyes are up to me. So for my lovely, yawning little partner, Burl Vaughn.
Oh, hum.
For Adele Scott and myself, so long for now, friends. Thanks for having us over, and be around next time. To choose a song partner, and I'll take the clue. Choose any song, and I'll sing it just for you. La-da-da-dee-dee-dee, I'll sing it just for you.